That order is on trying to get back to you, and I want you to prepare for me, you know, see what I mean? You may have said, just assume that I read nothing, and then you can just give me, here is the material I need to read on China. And of course, your conversations are much more than what you said, and the issues.
What I will do, in the book that I prepared for you, that I will prepare for you on the issue, is I list under each issue the topics, the commitments we've made, or what I promised. Now, which is better for you to handle, to have the actual record of my conversation, or would you like to have it broken down by subject, I have it either way.
I prefer to have the subject. I don't think that I have to,
but otherwise you have to.
If I read the whole record of the conversation, it's gonna be long and long. In fact, unless you, I can do it either way.
I think
the way that you always prepare, like you prepare for the other sides, you just lay it out, this issue, and you say, Dr. K said this and that, the other thing, that issue. Here is the subject.
You should read how to talk.
All right.
I'll make a number of suggestions as we get closer, for example. Sometime during your visit, he's gonna make a very tough talk. He's always done it with me. That's when you must get back very confident. And then he'll back off. If you withdraw, he'll follow me. And I'll give you a few examples where I did it. On my first visit, he had a very tough talk, and he said, well, I don't really know whether the time is right for the person to come. So I said, well, if that's your attitude, since you raised the issue of his time, I don't want to get another with about the thing that's not the subject I consider the conversation with which was really there before, way back. And what he said there is, well, I said, now let me answer you point by point. And then I said, point one, point two, and he asked the point two, he said, and I said, now I'm good, point three. He said, oh, point three is going to be worse than point two. Let's go and have dinner. And after that, he came back to the and he said, what shall we do now about your presence? Second time, he also made a very tough talk. Usually says he was ordered through the tunnel. And again, in fact, you'll see the tornado. Every time I've been back, he's withdrawn. He's in for the record for his own father's funeral. Normally, your styles are beautifully compatible. You are very subtle, he's very subtle. He's very elusive. He is very elusive. One thing I wanted to ask you, Mr. President, he will have at least two people there taking notes. I wondered whether we shouldn't have Winston Lord, which was in on all my conversations, and whether he could be there to take notes, because I spent all my time writing.
I think
I may not be able to.
I would prefer to have somebody else take the notes and keep your mind free. You know, I like to take notes.
Lord Lewis already knows so much, he was in on all the other
trustworthy. But that's fine. And also,
if he knows a lot, and he can give me a note if there's something wrong.
That makes it out. Who are we taking the translation?
It's up to us, Mr. President.
Should we?
Well, I
suppose if we have to, or we subject to crazy, we probably haven't got anybody good enough.
We'll have someone good enough, but he'll be a State Department translator. There's just no telling what he'll do.
Tell us nothing.
Well, let's take one and let's use him as a counterpart.
Right.
And it would be that this.
And let Joe and I just say we're alone.
And he'll give him a view in English. He has two excellent interpreters.
I personally don't like to the two translator deals because one is not really strong, it's the other. You lose the flow after kind of one guy to talk to. I prefer not to, and I couldn't agree more. You have the State Department translator, you'd be expected to take a whole goddamn conversation with the State Department.
Or is it an impossible position, you say? you can't tell that they'll say, come on, we do not see the long as it does.
Say we can get a translator from Western State Park. At a race, I think it's best just to say, let's think, I mean, is it going to cause an issue that people say we went there and let them have their translator? Communicate would be an issue, change it. That settles the whole goddamn thing. Just trying to see what kind of trouble, we don't have to fight it right away. You're right.
We have no way we can.
We do have a state department translator. There is no way we cannot have him in the meetings, right?
Please. Hello? Hi, John, how are you? Yeah, we did. I spent about a couple of days, at least two nights over at Walker's, so that was pleasant. The weather was fine, not the best, but good enough. That made me pleasant. We're ready for the next week. We're going to go tomorrow night on our deal. I just finished the final draft just this minute, so we get it on the way. Get the crew board and everything else. It'll raise some hell. You think so? Well, it's a very well done draft. I really believe it's rather matter of fact. Good guy, John Lee Crawford. Everything I had. 6 months to draw. Inspire the DOW, but they don't want you on. Very good talk with Rizzo today. He was in, so they talked about getting money from the government. And of course, what you do, they'll be all aboard, all the way. Yes, sir, yes, you are.
Okay, I'll go back to my speech.
Try to figure out something to say to the people tomorrow. What was it? The lion attacked on the other side.
Well, why it would be a good safety vote, so that would be anything in the water, so why do we oppose the deadline on Saturday, because they didn't get any for it, and we offered to ceasefire and do others. But I think we've got a pretty good offering on it, but after all, we laid the table, and we did not know that it was now 6 months, a 6 month offer. All for 6 months to do a ceasefire. That's the element. Well, we'll see. They'll have to squeal for a while.
Okay, now that this briefcase leave here now, this one is tight.
Yes, sir.
Go back.
Okay.